Welcome back to Between the Lines. We hope you enjoyed that break, because we're diving back into the depths of Scripture with more enlightening discussions. Join us now as we continue our journey.
Every one of them said it. God had them build pillars here and there so children would ask questions. What's that pillar, Father? That's when God opened up the waters and we came across into Canaan. You know, that's where God split the Red Sea and we came out of Egypt. This is what God is. You know, once you have a question, then you can explain everything. Sometimes it's hard for parents to talk to their children about God, but if they ask a question, it opens up the door. God is very practical. He had these little pillars and monuments and things all over the place. Every time a great miracle was done, what is that pile of rocks over there? You know, it opens up the door to tell the entire story. Well, for generations now, no one has told the story of God. They all hear about, oh, we were brought out of Egypt. That was it. So Hilkiah the priest, Ahikam, and Achbor, and Shaphan, Asahiah, went to Huldah the prophetess. And we see that women are leading. You know, so we had Deborah. Now we have another Huldah. Because the masculine lines also have faded. The men are not men anymore.
America,
yes. Men are not men anymore. Some of them want to be women. You know what? God will raise up whomever has the heart. Oh, well, women shouldn't be pastors of churches. Bull. The one who has the heart will lead God's people. The New Testament says in Christ there's neither male nor female. Think about that next time you're demanding a woman to wear a floor-length skirt to church. That is absolutely misinterpreted. It says a man shall not put on the attire of a woman shall not put on the attire of a man. Well, they all wore skirts back then. But you could physically make yourself look like a woman if you were a man. You could physically make yourself look like a man if you were a woman. That's what it says. Don't try to be the other gender. It's an abomination to God. You are what you were born to be. I don't care what kind of surgery you've had. When you stand before God, you will be as you were when you were born. And he will not address you by your pronoun, I promise you.
No, he will not.
And if you get offended, that's even worse. The wife of Shalom, the son of Tikva, the son of Harvas, keeper of the wardrobe. Now she dwelt in Jerusalem in the college. And they communed with her. And she said unto them, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, tell the man that sent you to me. Thus saith the Lord, behold, I will bring evil upon this place and upon the inhabitants thereof, even all the words of the book which the king of Judah hath read. Because they have forsaken me and have burned incense unto other gods, and they might provoke me to anger with all the works of their hands. Therefore my wrath shall be kindled against this place and shall not be quenched. So he's basically telling them, okay, we found the book and we've read it. And she says, now that you've read it, you'll understand why things are going to be so bad. Because you had no idea. You know, you have a heart that's following after God, but you don't even understand who the God is now. But you know you need to follow him just like Abraham knew. Abraham didn't have a clue who he was. He just knew in his heart. That's the true God of heaven. Do you wonder why? It just comes naturally. Because God says, I knew you before I placed you in the womb. You came from his kingdom and were placed in a body for judgment. To prove that you could be worthy of eternal life one day. You know, if your mother and father followed God when you are born, it's already in there. Your mother and father hated God. When you're born, you have to learn it on your own. God says, I curse those of the third and fourth generation of those who hate me. That means hands off. Your father, his father, hated me. You're entering this world on your own. That sounds cruel. No, it does not. A child is an extension of the parent. It's up to the parent to guide them in the ways that they should go. And if you hate God, you're dooming your child to try to find God on his own in this world. No help from you. God is right there, though. As soon as they recognize him, he's right there, and that curse is lifted. But the king of Judah, which sent you to inquire of the Lord, thus shall ye say to him, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, as touching the words which thou hast heard, because thine heart was tender, thou hast humbled thyself before the Lord, when thou heardest what I spake against this place and against the inhabitants thereof, that they should become a desolation and a curse, and hast rent thy clothes and wept before me, I also have heard thee, saith the Lord. This is what needs to happen to this nation because they're so far from me. But your heart, I hear it. It's crying out to me. And now that you've read my book, you understand more because your parents never taught you. So I've heard you, says the Lord. Behold, therefore, I will gather thee unto thy fathers, and thou shalt be gathered unto thy grave in peace. Thine eyes shall not see all the evil which I will bring upon this place. They brought the king word again. Because your heart is so focused on me, I will wait until you die before this happens. You know? Because none of the other hearts in the nation were. Could that have read, because your heart and 55% of the nation's heart still looks toward me, I'll do away with it. I won't do this. God has changed his mind many times in here. No. It's like when Lot was living in Sodom, you know? The angel was going to destroy it. Abraham says, oh, you find 50 there. Will you not destroy it? Surely for 50, you know? 50,000 people live there.
Right.
And the angel said, no, for 50 I won't. God had this choice here. And Abraham talks him all the way down to, what is he talking about, to 5?
Yeah, 5.
Argues with him for half an hour. Angel finds, yes, if I find 5, he knew there was not 5 there already. That was no angel. Catch the former episode. It was a little higher than an angel. He knew how many were there. And it was basically 1. It wasn't even that. You read between the lines. He brought Lot out because of Abraham. Because if you read between the lines, not even Lot. Lot was worthy to die there that day. So the king, because of his heart, gets a reprieve. It's all about the heart. The entire New Old Testament is about the heart of man. God wants your heart. Doesn't want your money. If he has your heart, he has your time and your mind. God says, I place the spirit in the heart of man. The mind of man is contrary to the will of God, and the flesh is an abomination. The heart is the man. That is who you really are. The heart is an organ that pumps blood. It is an organ that pumps blood. But God said in his word, I have placed your spirit there. Not in the mind. Christian, how many times did your mind go against your will? How many decrepit thoughts crossed your mind just out of the blue? You know, think about slapping myself sometimes. Where did that come from? You know, and you know about those thoughts. You hear them all the time. Driving down the street, see a pretty woman on the side. That's just random thoughts that shoot right there. Those are probably microwaves from FM transmitters, I would think. Would you, Jonathan?
Yeah, I would hope.
No. Your spirit man struggling with this mind, because we're all mixed with the seed of the serpent now. The seed of the serpent does not dwell in the heart. That's the spirit man. The seed of the serpent dwells in the mind. That's why if you lose control of this flesh, he's in control. And you've got to keep everything in moderation. to keep control of this body. Chapter 23, Between the Lines with David and Jonathan on WDFF 97.7. And the king sent, gathered unto him all the elders of Judah and of Jerusalem. He's going to try to mitigate God's judgment, which is coming. And I understand that. I've been talking about this prophecy of the eight kings, and I was discussing it with someone, and more of a secular person. He says, prophecies all come to pass? I said, yes, they do. He says, well, is there any way to mitigate it?
You're going to stop God?
No, it's tried over and over in here. Yeah, right. I mean, Saul tried to mitigate God's judgment.
Right.
He says, you'll no longer be king. Right. Oh, I'll take care of you. I'll kill all your prophets and your priests.
Yeah.
Who's going to anoint a new king if I kill all the priests? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says in the end days, the armies of the world will join forces to fight against God. How futile an effort does that sound like?
I'm trying to make the wording on that, where they say that they try to join together to make war with the Lamb.
Yes.
I love the way that's worded.
Yes. In their secular minds, because their spirits have lost control, they believe this can be done.
Right.
We're powerful. This is a flesh man, so they think. We can do this thing. And the king went up unto the house of the Lord, and all the men of Judah, and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem with him, and the priests, and the prophets, and all the people, both small and great. And he read in their ears all the words of the book of the covenant, which was found in the house. Now, you can try to mitigate God's judgments, and on a few occasions, especially where Moses is concerned, it has been successful. I mean, God will listen to reason. God can be convinced sometimes. God says, I'm wiping these people out. Moses said, please, no, don't wipe them out. What will it say on the 5 o'clock news?
Yeah.
All these nations will see that you brought them out with miracles and wiped them out. God says, yeah, you know what? Okay, Moses, you're right. I won't do it.
But these are your people.
Yes, but yes, they're yours. No, they're not mine. But I will wipe them out, but in another way, a slow process, where it doesn't get the attention of the 5 o'clock news. Yes. Send them in the wilderness for 40 years. Let them all die. Both small and great. And he read in their ears all the words of the book of the covenant, which was found in the house of the Lord. And remember, the first time the reading of God's law in hundreds of years now. And the king stood by a pillar and made a covenant before the Lord to walk after the Lord and to keep his commandments and his testimonies and his statutes with all their heart and all their soul, to perform the words of this covenant that were written in this book. And all the people stood to the covenant. So we have a king who's standing up and becoming the moral leader of the nation. Let's see if God changes his mind. And the king commanded Hilkiah the high priest and the priests of the second order and the keepers of the door to bring forth out of the temple of the Lord all the vessels that were made for Baal. Wow. God's temple has become a dual-use sanctuary. That I used to look at when I was in the Army. You'd see these little prayer rooms, and they have every type of religious symbol above the door. Christian, Buddhist, Jewish, Hindu, Muslim. You know, that's what God's temple has become. You know, and I understand why they do it in the military, because we have all of those types there and we're accepting of all of them. But no, that's not how God works. God says, I am the Lord. You'll worship none other but me.
Codes, this bumper sticker is a joke.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so they're removing the vessels that were placed there for Baal and for the grove and for all the host of heaven. And he burned them without Jerusalem in the fields of Kidron. Carry the ashes of them unto Bethel. Now, what does that say between the lines about the status of the Levites, the priests?
Mm-hmm.
They have no knowledge of God. They put on their robes because their father was a priest. Now, his father and his father were priests. So it was my turn to be priest. And I get to put on this fancy robe and people get to bow down to me as I walk down the street. And I get to go in the temple. We hang out there.
Mm-hmm.
We have a few beers on Friday.
smoked cigarettes out back.
Yes. People bring us lots of meat. Yep. And Phineas, man, he came up with this neat idea with his big hook.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the first meat was supposed to go to God. Phineas said, well, you know, the first stuff is the best stuff.
Right.
So to God said, you pick out the choicest meats and you give them to me first. Phineas came up with this idea of this three-pronged hook. You thrust it into the bucket, and by divine grace, whatever came out belonged to the priest first for dinner that night. Give God what was left in the bottom.
Never mind, it was a giant gang hook.
Yeah. So the priesthood is just a good old boys club. They know nothing of God. First time they're hearing about it, oh, them items for Baal, they're not supposed to be in there?
Yeah, wait a minute.
But we do Baal on Thursdays. Come on. And he put down the idolatrous priests, whom the kings of Judah had ordained to burn incenses in the high places, the cities of Judah, and the places round about Jerusalem. Them also that he burn incense to Baal, to the sun, and to the moon, and to the planets, and to all the hosts of heaven. You talk about the Roman Empire having many gods. Same thing right here in ancient Israel. Once you lose sight of the one true God, everything will move into your life, Christian. That means once your spirit man is put to sleep because you eat too much fried chicken on Sunday afternoon, and the spirit man becomes unconscious, and then the next meal comes along, and you just have, instead of two pieces, you have three. And 6 months down the road, you're finishing off half a chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Everything else that is pleasurous comes right in. Because food is the greatest drug to the spirit man. Put him to sleep with fine dining. It's a gateway drug to everything pleasurous in this world. Yeah, I'm glad you're not on crack, but you weigh 275 pounds. I have been heavy a couple times in my life. Not that heavy,
mm-hmm.
but heavier than I need to be. I don't have to put on 20 pounds before my spirit man starts going to sleep. And I start allowing things into my life that my spirit inside me is crying out, no, this is wrong. And then you try to mitigate it away.
Right.
Oh, it's not so bad, you know. Right. No. Anytime your spirit is arguing with your flesh, you know your flesh has become too strong. Fast for 5 days and you'll see who pops out. Oh, wow. I haven't seen you in a long time. We really do love the Lord.
Yeah.
I remember.
Yeah.
What's an awakening right here in Israel right now?
And what's scary is like these people and their practices, they believe that they're doing right.
Yes.
Like,
because they have no knowledge of what is right anymore.
Yep. Yeah.
You let your spirit man go to sleep, you will have no knowledge of what is right. Because you will make it right in your mind. The mind's a powerful thing. I have a lot of tools spread out over a large amount of buildings. And I'm always looking for something. And I'll think it's here. And when I go there and it's not there, my mind will make up things and tell me, no, I know where it's at. It's over there.
Uh-huh.
And it was never there.
Right.
This mind will play tricks on you.
Oh, yeah. And then the next step after that is you get there and it's not there, then maybe so-and-so took it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like the way, that's the way it operates. And it's like you yep. accept it and go with it or you yeah. go, nope.
Jonathan is always stealing my tools.
Yeah. Yeah. Incidentally, I have a nice set of tools.
And he brought out the grove from the house of the Lord without Jerusalem. Look up grove and tell me an exact definition of what it is.
Okay, so I have looked this up before,
yep.
and within the parameters of this being family-friendly radio and stuff like that,
yep.
it's usually a log that is carved into a phallical shape.
Yep. Ah!
For, you know, the parties?
Yes. And that even held over into Roman times.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Because they had outdoor groves, big ones.
Right.
And this one here was in the temple of God. So yep. that makes perfect sense because I always knew they were outdoor.
Right.
But this one was apparently a smaller version of a representative of a male sexual organ.
Right.
Right there in the temple of God. And they're worshiping it.
Yes, sir. Now, a modern-day version of the robe that they have in front of everyone that people are unaware of, and this isn't conspiracy theory, it's absolute truth, the Opulists.
Oh, yeah, yes, yeah, yeah. I've read about robes. Yep.
Those are known as robes as
well. Yep. The essence of the power of a man.
Yes.
Yes. So they brought this symbol, this statuette of the prominence of a man.
Yeah, there you go.
Out of the house of the Lord, without Jerusalem, unto the brook Kidron, and burned it at the brook Kidron, and stamped it small to powder. They ground it to dust after they burned it. I just can't imagine. Who do you worship?
Yeah, that.
I worship that statue of a male organ.
You're married to a woman? No, I'm sorry. Sorry.
I could only be that powerful one day. They burned it, stamped it into small powder, and cast the powder thereof upon the graves of the children of the people. Yes, you went to your graves worshiping this thing. Now the dust of it will settle over you. And he break down the houses of the Sodomites. Wow, this guy has a zeal.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of thinking that God's going to reward him for that. That were by the house of the Lord, where the women wove hangings for the grove. And he brought all the priests out of the cities of Judah and defiled the high places, where the priests had burned incense, from Geba to Beersheba, and break down the high places of the gates that were in the entering in of the gate of Joshua, the governor of the city, which were on a man's left hand at the gate of the city. Ah.
So he's breaking down the high places.
Yes.
Where... The
what did it say? He followed God in the ways of David.
Right.
His father David did not stand for anything. David failed in his personal life, in his mastery of being the king. He was perfect, God said. His heart followed after me, and he's seen that the people followed after me. A lot of these other kings, several of the few that did follow after God, did not follow in those ways. It'd say they would follow in the ways of one of their ancestors who followed after God, who, yes, followed after God, but never tore down the high places.
Mm-hmm.
They had a heart for God, but could not bring themselves to physically do the work of God.
Almost in my mind, where they, and it's not, you know, trying to throw any kind of blanket or anything like that, where they failed to tear down the high places is in my mind or my heart of understanding, and I could be wrong, is them being afraid to have a revolt from the people.
Oh, absolutely. That was a big part of it.
Right.
That is the civic and political landscape. You know, the politicians all worship on that one, that right. hill there. I ain't tearing that one down.
Right.
You know, I don't need the Sanhedrin breathing down my neck.
Yep.
Yes, sir. Sanhedrin is supposed to be God's priests.
Right.
Nevertheless, the priests of the high places came not up to the altar of the Lord of Jerusalem, but they did eat of the unleavened bread among their brethren. So the priests are of the other gods are even there, not fully committed. How do you make a man personally fully commit? You can't. The kings and say you can do this, you will not do this in the land. So they're not doing this in the land, but are they fully committed? No. They're going to reimpose themselves as soon as this king is gone. That's another reoccurring theme that we see. As soon as the righteous leader of the land leaves, debauchery takes over.
Oh, yeah.
Like, is the boss gone yet?
Yeah.
Yeah. He just left.
Yeah, all right.
Snacking on their wafer. Why is he gone?
Crank up the music. Get out the beer.
Yeah.
Boss is gone. I used to like that aftershave commercial. All these guys are partying in the office. And this one girl, she smells something. All right, back to work. Everybody gets hard at work, and the boss walks in. His aftershave got there 2 minutes before he did. So they always had a warning. I don't understand this. You guys always are at work, and nothing's being done. And he defiled to Pith, which is in the valley of the children of Hanan, that no man might make his son or his daughter to pass through the fire of Molech. He is tearing down every part of the heathen religion that is in the land. What every king should have done. Should have never allowed it. Moses told him, don't do this. when they did lead the people in the land, Caleb said, all right, they're here. Don't mingle with them. Don't adopt their gods. Don't give your children to theirs for wives and daughters and sons. Maybe they'll all die away. But no, they started procreating with them. That's why we're all mixed nowadays. Seed of the serpent. And you see what it did to this nation. See what it's doing to our nation. We take our eyes off of God. The seed of the serpent is manageable. You all have some in you. Catch version 1, episode 1 on WBFFradio.com, and you'll understand what you fight against every day. It's not just the will of being good or bad. It's already in here. How many children that are born do you have to teach to lie? It's already there. It's a product of the mind, because that's where the seed of the serpent chooses to stay. And God says, I place the spirit man in the heart. It's a struggle. The Bible says the mind is contrary to the will of God. Why would a mind be contrary to the will of God, Jonathan?
Yeah, I mean, I could only imagine what we were talking about earlier with all the thoughts and
stuff. If it was purely made, why is it contrary to the will of God? Because the seed of the serpent dwells there. Mm-hmm. It's up to the spirit man to overpower him. And the spirit man is so much more powerful than the seed of the serpent. If you don't put him to sleep with excess, Solomon, you've got to keep everything in moderation and focused on God. You know, you can be the best little Christian. You go to church on Sundays. You pray for 6.5 minutes at night. Never missing. Is it your religious custom? Or are you following after God? You talk to him all day long? Thank you, Lord. Even for the littlest things.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Like my car keys. Where are my car keys?
Oh, yes.
All of a sudden you find them.
Yes. Thank you, God. Have a conversation with him all day long. That's what he wants. Mm-hmm. Because if your heart is falling after him, he has your mind. If he has your mind, that means the seed of the serpent has been subdued. It's still in there, waiting to strike as soon as you put the spirit man to sleep. As David did. You know, David had a heart after God himself. God said so. Never was a man that had a heart like David. And then it says, you know, it says the time of the kings to come and go war against other kings came. And David stayed home because he had a very lush palace at that time. He was eating the finest foods. He has dozens of wives. Everything's good. The blessings of God have poured out on him. And he spies yet another woman, even more beautiful than all the wives that he already has. And the heart loses control. And the mind takes control. And he dwells on her. Oh, but sire, she's married. Yeah, my army's in the field. Her husband's not home. I'm the king. The mind took control because of excess. And we all know the story from there. Adultery, lies, deception, covetousness, murder. All because of that. One instant, he let the spirit lose control. The heart of man, heart of David lost control. But never, God says this himself, never during all of that, did his heart fail to desire to follow me? That's the thing that you'll be judged on. Does the heart go completely to sleep when you get in those lowest times, Christian? Don't tell me you don't have low times. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Christians have low times. Some are worse than others. I pray your low times aren't as dark as mine. But you will go there. And the saving grace is your spirit man crying out the entire time. You know you shouldn't be doing this. You know you have. But you know what the mind will tell you? Oh, it's such a long journey back to God. I wrote a book about this years ago. God's Glorious Green Mountain. How you climb and climb and climb to get so close to God. And within a second of your life, you can fall to the very bottom again. And then you look at this big mountain and your mind tells you, oh, I don't want to climb that again. That was hard.
Yeah, you remember what we went through?
Yes.
Right.
It took me so long to get as, I mean, I was so close to God a few months ago. It took me so long to get there. No, that's your mind telling you it got so long to get there. It can come back in moments.
Mm-hmm.
All you have to do is turn around and let your spirit take control. The spirit man has to step up. And the first thing you have to do is push back from the table and limit its calorie intake. Calories are sleeping pills to the spirit of man. Give this body just enough that it needs. You know, it doesn't mean you can't overindulge occasionally. But if you're packing on the pounds, then your spirit is going to sleep, I promise you. Used to giggle, I see these fat preachers waddle up to the podium. Because I have felt myself in that condition. And no, my spirit man is not in control. My mind is not under control of the spirit that follows after God. Yeah, I still have the knowledge of what I've read in this book in that brain. But it is not a convicted knowledge. It's just words. Your spirit man has to be in control for God to make the knowledge flow out of you and give the flock what it needs. And that all requires no excess. Moderation, Paul says. And the altars that were on the top of the upper chamber of Ahaz, which the kings of Judah had made, and the altars which Manasseh had made in the two courts of the house of the Lord, that the king beat down, break them down from there thence, cast the dust of them into the brook of Kidron. He's having a wonderful, wonderful revival in his kingdom. Sure, he's making a lot of people angry.
We'll be back with more spiritual insights on Between the Lines after a brief message from our sponsors. Stay tuned.